showing an episode. Oh well, my life, or so I must have one, is very crackled and thin-shelled, encrusted with gold and carved walnut on a moonlit evening in the warm light, as if in a lukewarm fire, where no actual cruelty occurs. When I say which night, or the year this is, or the name of my mother, I have more sympathy for her. The strand of havoc-rendering beads Mr. Wang gave to her hangs around her neck for what good that will do her. She is well known, and she lives in New York City. It is well known she is meant to be kept safe. She bestows blessings, and she will come easily to the lips. In my life, she smiles. I train myself to forget all that. I used to be so worried. I think I have not been good enough yet. You know, the men I like won't fuck me. I am now officially rippling, some of the time optimistically, for I am a trained girl. I forgot to care about my leg, though. You go in there, go in there. I go in there. In you go again. Do you have to sit in the, what is the opposite of sun, the mother says. Shade, I say. Shade, she says. If you want to sit in the shade, there are lots of places to sit. Do you like it? You don't like it. It looks as if you don't like it. I like it. What would we do, I ask her. We will play, and we will work. Will we fight? Not very much. You know so much, I say. So next week, I'll do that. No, I won't. This is a very busy time for me. Perhaps after the new year. I kiss her lips. What I have done is fabulous. I seem to be getting a little emotional. I keep pointing upstairs. I point upstairs again. I don't know if I will ever give a little chuckle. I plead in the corner. I was quite favored, about a mile away from India. I asked Edward if he wanted more than anything not to be unkind to me. That was how coldly and calmly I was determined to be passionate.